Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin from Action for Canada, Ottawa. Welcome to Coffee with Kevin in the morning. It is a frosty day outside, dress warm. The weather changes so quickly here in Ottawa, it's amazing. Okay, a couple of things to give you updates on, and I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. We are continuing with our action to serve packets of notice of liabilities to trustees of all of the different regional school boards. The Ottawa Carleton District School Board has been served, and we're going to send them a follow-up letter probably tomorrow that outlines the liability sections of the Ontario Ministry of Education Act. In that section, it states very clearly that if an employee of the Crown breaks a law, they are personally liable for whatever is happening to them. So if we come at them with a notice of liability, for example, they are personally liable because they've broken several Canadian laws and an international law in the Nuremberg Code. So that letter will go out tomorrow, and it'll be just a little reminder to them that, hey, you know what? Don't think that you're covered here. You are personally liable. Okay. Right now, I think they probably all believe that they have nothing to worry about. Their lawyers at the school board have probably told them you have nothing to worry about. But this letter, hopefully, will impact them to the point where they realize that they are personally liable. Now, they'll probably send the letter to their lawyers as well. And hopefully the lawyers, if they're smart, will tell them, actually, in this situation, you're on your own. Very likely they will not do that, though. So what can we do, right? I think the lawyers are probably playing a game, right? They're probably thinking, okay, we're going to tell them that they're covered because we do not believe that these people are going to file criminal charges. They're just registering complaints and they're going to go away soon. So let's just keep supporting our trustees here. So we might have to take it to the point where we file criminal charges against these individuals to make them pay attention. And at that point, I think the lawyers will probably say, actually, you know what? You're on your own on this. I'm really sorry. We can't cover you. So we'll just wait and see what happens, but one step at a time, right? Okay, so that's done. I'm going to be seeing Silas today, our process server. Keep in mind, a process server is somebody who serves documents on behalf of a public person, whereas a bailiff serves documents on behalf of a law firm. That's really the only difference between the titles. Licensing wise, they're exactly the same. Silas actually served documents to people at Ottawa University, the higher ups at Ottawa University, on behalf of an individual who's on leave right now and is fighting. And this individual contacted me some time ago and said, hey, you know, you think maybe I can use Silas? And I said, well, it's a bit expensive, but I mean, of course, you don't have to ask me. He's not retained by us, like, exclusively. This is what he does for a living. Like, you can find him online or you can, you know, call him up or whatever. He's in the phone book, you know. So she engaged him, and Silas got in touch with a friend of his who's in Toronto, another process server, and got that guy to serve the Action for Canada Notice of Liability to the Chancellor of Ottawa University. And then a number of people that are higher up at Ottawa University, like the trustees with the school boards, are going to be served. So this, anyway, long story short, this individual contacted me yesterday very happy because a decision was supposed to be brought down, I guess, today, where she was going to be fired. In the meeting that she went to online, they've extended her leave for 6 weeks. So she's not being fired. And she believes that that is a direct result of the fact that Silas and his friend served notices the day before the meeting was to take place. So that's amazing. Okay. So there you go, guys. And for anybody who has any doubts about Silas or his validity, there's a story for you. Okay. That happened. So, you know, His services are available. If you can afford it and you want to hire him, then go ahead. It has nothing to do with me, right? The reason we're using him here in Ottawa. Okay, here's a good reason why. And if you talk to the main team in Action for Canada, Tanya Gaw and the team, great people, they are doing it differently. And they're recommending, look, don't spend the money on a bailiff or a process server. You don't need to do that. You can do it yourself. Yes, okay, but look. Every different place in Canada has different situations. So, for example, in British Columbia, the trustees for school boards are still gathering in a central location to have their meetings. Okay, their public meetings. They don't let the public into them, but they get together in the same building when they're having those Zoom meets. So, I mean, I don't know if they're doing it all the time, but this is the way that a number of the school boards were actually served out there. Individuals went down on the night of the meetings, knocked on the door, somebody comes to the door, hand over the documents, film it. Hey, can you make sure that the trustees inside all get these packages, please? Yes, no problem. Legally, they have to do that, okay, because it's a public service and it's a public institution. And then in a few days, they email and check, hey, did you make sure that they got the documents? Yeah, okay, there you go, boom, okay. Can that still be argued against in a court of law? Probably, yeah. But they never had to go that far with it. So that's great. It's, it's free, right? You don't have to pay any money. But here in the Ottawa region, none of these trustees are getting together in the same building, ever. They go into the school boards occasionally to pick up mail, for example, like board mail. But that's it. So we were really lucky that we managed to get the Ottawa Carleton District School Board supervisor of the trustees to gather them all together in one location at a specified time so that Silas could actually serve them all the documents. That was extremely, incredibly rare, all right? That would not happen. Silas told me, he goes, it was like amazing. It was like the easiest serving I've ever had to do. So that was good. But, you know, look at the CEP, and we have an affidavit, right? We have an affidavit as evidence that they have been served, which is unarguable in a court of law, right? The CEPEO is spread out geographically from Kingston, Trenton, Hawkesbury, Ottawa. It's a very small school board, but the geographic region that school board encompasses is really big. I wasn't even aware of that until recently. So Silas said to me, he goes, yeah, some of these trustees are like, one he lives in Kingston, another guy's in Hawkesbury. And I said, oh, crap, is this going to be a problem? He said, no, if I have to drive to Kingston, I'll go to Kingston. That's how dedicated Silas is to what we're doing. And that's why he gave us such an incredible price to do the serving, because he's one of us. So there's a lot of people, not a lot, but there's a few of you guys that are just like, phoned him up initially after the first couple of days and were questioning him heavily and doubting and really being kind of nasty and mean to this man who's trying to help, you know. So anyway, I'm pretty sure that's all straightened out now, thank God. But I do get an email every now and then, a message every now and then from somebody saying, is he really real? And I was like, guys, we have an affidavit. Look, all right, so I'm going to be dropping off documents to Silas today for the Western Quebec School Board. And at that time when I do that, he's going to give me the certified affidavit of serving of the Ottawa Carleton District School Board trustees. So that is done. There's only one copy of that, and I will keep that here with me. But if anybody needs that, if anybody decides they want to go to court against a trustee, for example, that document can be provided, and it can be shown in evidence. Silas is available as well to go to court and as a witness. Okay? But I'll be hanging on to that document because there's only one of that. Right? We can't make copies of it. Okay. So the Western Quebec School Board documents will be handed off to Silas today. He's on the CEPEO. He told me that it's probably going to take a little longer to get those people served. He's doing as quick as he can. He was working over the weekend on it too. He's managed to get a hold of the supervisor of those trustees, a Mrs. Tremblay. And he's meeting with her today on the phone, and he's going to try to do something where he can get these people gathered at a central location again so that he can serve them. If that can't happen, then he's going to have to do some traveling, driving around to try to get these people served at their homes. So we don't know. It's a process, okay? And it's interesting that they call it a process server. So that's what's happening, right? Like Silas told me, he goes, look, you guys might have expected that I was going to serve these people at their homes, and boom, it's all done, okay? But you just never know when you get started where it's going to happen. And what you should be focused on is the end. At the end, you get an affidavit which can be used in a court of law that is evidence to the fact that they've all been served. You cannot argue against that. It's the strongest evidence of serving, the strongest evidence that you have given these people a warning to back down on harm that they're doing you. Okay? That is extremely powerful and necessary. You don't need to do that in British Columbia because for the reasons I outlined here. Okay? If you can get all these people gathered in one location, that's great. Look, if we called up the supervisor and said, of the CEPO and said, hey, I'm Joe Public, I want to give some documents to these people, can you get them all together at the school board? They're going to say, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. You can drop off the documents here if you want. But if Silas calls up and says that to them, and they say, yeah, no, you can drop off the documents, he's going to go, if you don't get them together, or sorry, if you don't provide me the addresses of these individuals, I'm going to subpoena you. And I'm going to hold you for, contempt because you are obstructing justice. Okay, that's the power of a bailiff and a process server. They can actually get subpoenas. If an individual, a trustee, for example, is not cooperative, he can subpoena them to come to court so that he can serve them in a court. Okay, so that's the power of using a bailiff or a process server. It's actually really great. Now, the only downside is that there's a cost associated with it. And as I've explained to the main team a couple of times now, because of what's going on here in Ottawa, it's actually quite wise to be using this, using somebody like Silas, you know, because we do not have the opportunity to do what they've been doing in different provinces. Now, it might be that there's one particular school board that all the people are gathered together, right? But in general, when you start looking into it, these people are all working from home, and even when they have their public meetings, they're not gathered together. So anyway, all right, so that's happening, right? The next school board is the Ottawa Catholic School Board. I have all the documents here. I'm not going to drop them off to Silas just yet, but I will do that very soon. I just didn't want to overwhelm him. Silas has been doing independent work for people, which is great, and they're all very happy, so thank you very much. The last thing I'll say is the affidavit is not okay. They usually have a defendant and a plaintiff or something like that on the affidavit, like who did the serving and who's the recipient. The serving, I've got Silas to put on that document, Citizens of Canada. Okay, it's not Action for Canada that's serving these people, right? Each of these notices that you're creating is your own personal notice, right? So it's the Citizens of Canada versus the 12 trustees, not the Ottawa Carleton District School Board, the individual 12 people. So that's how the affidavit is made out. There's no reference to the Ottawa Carleton District School Board. There's no reference to Action for Canada because Action for Canada is not serving these people. I mean, I individually created notices for all these people myself under my name, right? And that's not to avoid responsibility or anything like that. Okay, it's just that because if you go to court on this, it's you, the individual, and me, the individual, and all these different individuals that filled out notices that are holding these people individually accountable, right? Okay, so that's it for now, guys. Have a fantastic day. I'll keep you informed of what's going on as we move forward. And we are gathering notices for the Upper Canada School Board and for the French side of the Ottawa Catholic School Board. If you haven't made a donation, please do so. Understand that even though using a process server or a bailiff is a very smart thing to do, okay, very powerful thing to do, there is a cost associated. All right, so there's a lot of people in the Upper Canada School Board, for example, who are really want to use the bailiff, they really want to use Silas, for example, he's a process server, but really want to use him, okay? But I'm not seeing a lot of donations coming in from anybody in that area. So guys, it's not, if you're listening to this, this is not a service that Action for Canada is providing. It's the public that are saying, this is the way I would like this serving to be done. Well, that's great, but you need to raise the money. If you want to use Silas, you got to pay for him, okay? Now, a lot of the donations that have come in to Action for Canada, which is great, there was enough generous donations from individuals that covered the costs of having to serve different school boards, which is great, but they shouldn't be responsible for covering all of the costs, okay? So make a $10 donation, a $20 donation, whatever you can, $50, whatever you can afford, e-transfer it over to us. All of that money is going towards the serving right now, all of it, other than a small amount of money going towards paper and ink costs for printing up notices. Okay? All right, Upper Canada and the French Catholic School Board, we need notices for those two school boards. So if you are able to, get us some notices for that. Remember, never include the student trustees. It's just the main adult trustees. And after that, guys, we're going to head into the health area. Now, there's things that everybody can be doing on their own. Don't be waiting on us. Like, oh, we're doing this now. This is what Action for Canada and my team are doing, organizing this. But every single one of you can be organizing something at your own end to help educate the public and to try to turn this whole thing around. We're not spearheading this. Okay? We're providing tools that you can use to get out there and try to change things. Okay? So understand that. If anybody has any questions and they're like, well, we're not sure exactly how to do this, but this is an initiative we'd like to do. Well, if I have any knowledge about that, of course, you can ask me questions. Okay? But this is like this woman that hired Silas, you know? She's using the Action for Canada notices of liability, but she just did it independently. Right? And it helped her in her life. So let's all get engaged here. Okay, have a great day, everybody.